right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about the fact that ghost guns, which are legal in this country, where manufacturers can produce guns without serial numbers and sell them to people who then turn around and kill people. You know, if this wasn't, it's almost unbelievable that we live in a nation, some say the greatest nation on earth, and we live in a nation that endangers its citizens in order for manufacturers to make a buck. I mean, I've argued for a long time that in this society, money has more value than human beings. We can talk about other nations all we want to. This is ours alone. No other nation on the face of the earth allows what we are doing and allow in this country the slaughter of our citizens, and supported by politricksters and business people, many of them, because there's no way possible that any manufacturer of guns could sell guns without serial numbers if politicians didn't say it's okay. That's the reality of it. And I mean, none of you think that that's a major issue. And if you don't think it's a major issue, it's the reason. Listen to this. So as of March 24th of this year, 977 civilians have been killed in Ukraine in a full-out war, 1,594 injured. Now, I'm saying that's as of March 24th. In the United States last year, according to the FBI statistics, 21,570 murders last year, up 29% from 17,000 in 2019, and the highest annual total since 1995. The FBI figures include negligent homicides as well as murders, but the agency's figures are incomplete because not all law enforcement agencies submit data. So it's safe to say that number is even higher. Most states saw their murder rates go up between 2019-2020. Again, at least 8 states saw their numbers rise by 40% or more. But at the root of it is somebody with their hands on a gun who have taken it upon themselves that they are going to be the judge and executioner. You would think that in a so-called civil society, which is what they say about this nation, that we would do everything within our power to not allow that, to not give people an opportunity to take matters into their own hands. But instead of addressing it, what do? We stick our heads in the sand and we allow this to go on. And make no mistake about it, at the rate it is escalating, all of us are going to know somebody, some loved one, or be interconnected to somebody who has been murdered. And now, with all the record gun sales that have happened, there's celebrations, there's jubilations. Oh, do you realize we've sold more guns than we have in the history of our nation? And each year it gets broader and broader and more people have guns. Come on. You know, firearms were involved in 80% of murders for which data was available, up from 73% in 2019. The percentage of murders that were solved, known as the clearance rate, declined from 61% to 50% in 2020. So one out of every two murders with a firearm is not solved. What does that tell you? It tells me that it's safer to be in a war in Ukraine a full-out war than to live in some of the cities in this nation. That's what it is. And so Joe Biden and Merrick Garland says, we are going to address that issue. And you get the NRA and many of its minions to come and say, we're going to fight that in court. What is wrong with people? What is wrong with you, America? How can you be silent in the face of this? Well, but we're not silent when it comes to the murders in Ukraine. But you aren't silent about it when it comes to murders in your own country. 844-967-2789 is the number. 844-967-2789. I knew I wasn't going to find anybody who would challenge it because they would be a fool to challenge facts and the truth. Again, it's not my truth. The information is there for you to see. You know, why? Why do we just accept it? The bloodshed that soils this nation on a daily basis. And that seems to be okay with far too many of us as Americans. You know, it is not yet clear why murders rose dramatically in 2020. Some say it was the coronavirus that brought it about. But I don't know how you can point the finger and say it was the coronavirus. The coronavirus didn't put a bullet in the chamber and pull the trigger. You know, the fact that people have such access to guns in our country is certainly part of the problem. You can say it's not, but 844-967-2789, I say it is. We can have a dialogue. You get a fair opportunity. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to – oh, we got a couple more minutes. Okay. I'll just say this. You know, the last time the murder rates were as high as they are now in our country was in the 1990s. And back during that point in time, there, you know, the drug trade was so prominent. I remember it well, the slaughter that was taking place in this country, record-breaking slaughter. You would have thought we had learned from that, but we certainly haven't learned from that as a society. I don't want to hear. I get frustrated with people who talk about the greatness of our nation. You know, if you can't stop people from selling guns that you know are going to be used to murder people, what else is the reason that you would sell a gun without a serial number? Why would I want a gun without a serial number? And why should that even be possible to obtain in a law, so-called law-abiding nation? Why is that possible? Well, you know, it's possible because money is at the root of it. And so politicians are receiving money from manufacturers to hold their seats, to run for office. The blood is on their hands. The blood is on the manufacturer's hands. The blood is on the politician's hands who don't want to do what is right. Why shouldn't somebody's life be more valuable than that? Well, you know, the manufacturer has to make a buck. At what degree and to what expense? 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.